everyone. This is Eddie Z here. And once again, we have another episode, Minisode Mondays. I'm here with Rolando and Nicole. And today, this episode, I think, should be called Rumor Has It.
Ooh. Are they remaking that Jennifer Aniston movie?
No.
Is that a... Oh, my God, that's right. That was a... Oh, that's the one where it was about the graduate and they kind of, they sully the graduate story.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's just like, let's leave it alone.
Yeah, it was stupid.
So go on.
Okay, so we're talking about today. So keeping with our Disney theme that we've been doing. So there's been some talks about actually two old Disney shows possibly getting a revival. And I'm talking about Wizards of Waverly Place in Hannah Montana.
What?
So Hannah Montana released on her what was it? On her tweet or Instagram?
Probably Instagram, and then also it's Miley Cyrus.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Montana is not real.
So she like so one of the things that made us think that this possibility is that she released showing her new hairstyle, which is very similar to her Hannah Montana wig look that she had on the show. And she was been posting a lot of throwback pictures of her time as been working on the set of Hannah Montana. And Hannah Montana's Instagram is back. Nothing's posted, but it's back.
Wait, when did Hannah Montana end?
It ended
2011.
Yeah, 2011.
Oh, so Insta was around.
Yeah, 2011. And so Miley Cyrus is following it, so that's why people think it's legit. And she's made a couple of comments about, you know, Hannah Montana forever. So there's a possibility, especially with Disney doing their new streaming.
Disney Plus, yeah.
They're going to have all their shows on it. So we want to see what original content they're going to bring now.
And Wizards of Waverly Place had Selena Gomez?
Selena Gomez, yes.
These are like two big pop stars right now, produced basically by Disney. So
yeah.
So there's been a lot of like kind of rumors on it, especially one of the main co-stars, David Henry. He was sending pictures of him having interviews or not, you know, going to the Disney office, you know, to meet. And it's just possibilities. And there's something on Selena Gomez's what is it? Instagram. Snapchat? I think it was in her Instagram. Where she videos her hanging out with two of her friends who are co-stars, which is David. And also Jennifer Stone, they have, you know, they're hanging out, and they were just like talking about the idea of either doing like a reunion, and what would it look like, older versions, what happened to them, and so throwing out.
Do we want to see that?
Well, I know there's a generation that would want to see it.
True.
Very popular shows.
But if this is going to be another Boy Meets World thing, like, again, the question is like, is it going to be on Disney, and then who's it going to be for? You know, that would be interesting.
Well, that's an excellent point, because not just Boy Meets World and Girl Meets World. There was also Raven's Place.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
That's so Raven had its own revival. And I think that one was a little more scandalous because she was a divorcee on the Disney Channel.
So scandalous.
It is scandalous,
it's
I think.
A little more, actually, because she does with her best friend and they're raising their kids together.
Really?
Are they implied lesbians?
No, I have not seen the show.
But Disney Channel themselves, they have introduced.
So they had this character, Andy Mack, come out as gay.
Yeah.
And as Disney's first.
And he was like an actual character in the show.
But the only people they're scared of are their stupid parents.
Of course. Because they're the ones who would allow their kids to watch. If their ratings take a hit, you know, that's money in their pockets.
Oh, that's true. I just also assume that nowadays, like, do parents really have control over what their kids are watching?
I mean, you know that Momo scare that wasn't a real thing? I think that kind of shows us that parents don't really have control over what their children watch. Because most parents were terrified of Momo like it's a real thing, and their kids had never seen it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or way to look into it, or like watch your child, like, but that's a whole different story. I never watched Disney Channel growing up.
I can't believe that.
Never.
That's so sad.
Like, if you were to tell me they're reviving iCarly, I'd be like, yes, I'm all for this. Or like Drake and Josh, that's Nickelodeon.
So you watched Nickelodeon.
I did. Yes. But I'm even like, that's why I was like, Selena Gomez, is that Wizards of Waverly Place? Like, I have no idea. And I never watched Hannah Montana in my life. nor Lizzie McGuire.
Oh, I loved Lizzie. That's so. Me and Eddie were talking about the news, and Lizzie McGuire is the one that I wish would come back because I loved Hilary Duff as Lizzie McGuire and her little animated, you know, internal monologue. Yeah. Like her conscience, I guess. Yeah. I don't even know what it was like. It was her internal monologue. It's just animated. But yeah, that's a show that should come back.
Charming. Yeah.
But
and it did come back. It's younger.
It's younger. I really love her on that show. She's good. Hilary Duff.
This is Sutton Foster show?
Yes.
I love Sutton. Yeah. I'd give that a shot.
But back to Wizards of Waverly Place and
Hannah Montana.
So Hannah Montana, I never saw either of these TV shows. However, I do love the Hannah Montana era of Miley Cyrus music.
Okay.
Party in the USA.
Oh, great.
What a jam.
What a great
masterpiece. It's such a fucking good song to sing along to.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be in our wedding for sure. I'm going to tell the band to make sure they play that at our wedding.
Can that be the entrance song for the bridal party?
No, it's not. I already have that planned out.
Is that a RuPaul song?
It may be a RuPaul. No comment. I'm a celebrity now. I can't disclose that.
Miley Cyrus. And I don't actually know much about her. Mm. I just know that Dolly Parton's her godmother, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shut up.
That's the coolest thing in the world.
Oh, that is pretty cool. I didn't know that.
And she's been on Hannah Montana.
Yeah. Do you think Selena Gomez will return for Wizards of Waverly Place?
Not sure. She seems to be having a good time with her ex co-cast on possibilities of bringing her character back or looking at her character like 5-10 years later and see what
She'll probably come back for a guest appearance, but there's no way.
She might end up losing it herself.
I'm actually really surprised that they asked David Henry to come back because he was on the news not that long ago. He plays her older brother.
Okay.
He was in the news because he was arrested at an airport for having a gun on him. Not sure what he was thinking, but whatever. That's why the question is like, do you think they'll come back? Because they're scandals, but they're not like big scandals compared to some of the bigger stuff we've seen, like Jussie Smollett, Michael Jackson, R. Kelly.
True.
You know what
I mean? Yeah. What's your news?
Oh, what's mine? Okay, fine. Have you guys ever seen the show Blind Date?
No, I've never heard of it. Nothing.
So Blind Date was a reality TV show where they would take two single people and send them on a blind date. And the cameras would follow them around as they go on this blind date. And what we, the audience, would see little pop-ups of like he made a mistake here or he shouldn't have said that. Like sometimes Dr. Phil would say he's stupid. I don't know. I'm just I'm pulling shit out my ass. Sometimes they have like funny countdowns. Like in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, danger, danger. Like he'll say, oh, you know, my ex-girlfriend died of mysterious reasons. You know? So it was a reality TV show. So
it was trash TV.
It was most certainly trash TV. And Bravo is bringing it back. The show ran for 10 seasons in syndication. Mm-hmm. And in 2006, it ended. So now, 13 years later, Bravo is bringing it back. And I think the interesting thing about it is, how does a show about blind dates work in this age of social media and Tinder and Grindr? How does that work? So it turns out that Bravo thought of that, and they're trying to incorporate that in the in the show's, you know, reboot.
Yeah, I hope they do that well.
They won't.
They won't.
But I probably will watch it. It seems it's like up my alley of trash TV.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't mind trash TV. And, you know, if you know what it is, then why not partake in it? But I'm, like, not interested in this at all. I'm sorry.
No. It's so funny because this show, along with Temptation Island were shows that I wanted to cover, but I don't think they had the audience.
Temptation Island.
Temptation Island is where all these three couples are sent to Temptation Island and separated by sex, where they will cohabitate with all these sexy singles.
I think I remember hearing this.
Oh, yeah. It's such a... This is peak, the beginning of like absolute trash reality TV shows. Me, my father, and my sister love that show. Aww. We would watch it and we would judge them hard.
Oh, so that's where you learned it from.
No, I we had that before.
Okay. Should I do my news?
Yes. Yeah. What do you have?
A couple weeks ago, did we talk about the potential of the Scooby-Doo movie?
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently that Scooby-Doo movie might begin what they want to do for an entire, what they refer to as a Hanna and Barbera cinematic universe, just like Marvel, where they all cross over and interact together.
Okay.
And your face says it all. It's like, really? Because if you don't know Hanna-Barbera, I mean, their stuff is all over the place.
Was.
They're kind of now defunct and have been bought out. But everybody knows these things. They started with Tom and Jerry. That was their first one. Then the Flintstones, their big smash hit.
Wait, Tom and Jerry was before the Flintstones? No, I didn't know that.
Because they technically weren't Hanna-Barbera then, but it was when they like made their partnership.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then the Flintstones, the Jetsons, the space equivalent practically to the Flintstones.
Which only lasted for like 2 years.
True, but I feel like everyone still very much knows the Jetsons.
You know the Jets? It's so funny, right? It had such a short legacy.
Yep.
The Jetsons. It had such a short legacy.
Yeah, true.
I think it had two, and then it got picked up again in the 80s for one more season.
A revival.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. But also Hanna-Barbera, Scooby-Doo, like we said, Yogi Bear, Wacky Races, and the Smurfs. They're Wacky Races.
So actually, it's fun. I did make that face of, a shared universe. But Hanna-Barbera was doing that before everybody else.
And Wacky Races, they did Wacky that, didn't they?
No, but they would always have crossovers. Like the Jetsons meet the Flintstones.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Like Captain Caveman, he was on Scooby-Doo every now and then. Sometimes Scooby-Doo will cross over with Batman.
Was this during the Hanna-Barbera era when they got bought out by Cartoon Network?
No. Batman and Scooby-Doo. That was like during the Adam West years. Yeah.
Those are two different eras, actually. Adam West stopped being Batman in the 60s. And
well, they had Adam West like do voices, I'm pretty sure, for the Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Oh, I see. As Batman.
You never saw these episodes?
We already discussed, too, that like Scooby-Doo was not part of my childhood.
Oh.
But familiarity with it. But you know what? I did watch a lot of these, like Tom and Jerry and the Flint. And just the familiarity with it is very much like present. And the ride. Remember the ride at Universal Studios? I don't know if you guys used to go to these theme parks, but I used to go a lot in my youth. Before the Jimmy Neutron ride. And I think now it might be, I don't know what it is, but it was a Hanna-Barbera ride where you got in a cart and you literally flew through all the different universes of Hanna-Barbera.
Nice.
It was really fun. You could watch it on YouTube. Guys, we'll put a link in the show.
Sorry, my family was more of a Disney family.
You never went to Universal?
I only went to Universal Studios once, and it was to the Islands of Adventure.
So you've never been to Universal Studios?
I've never been to Universal
Studios. Well, Universal is not that great anymore, in my opinion. But
that's why it's just different.
Yeah.
Like the way they treat you like royalty in Disney. Yeah. And when you go to Universal, they treat you like any like a mall.
Yeah.
It's just,
that's
you
true.
Disney's well, did you just you like, stay how can I help you? And Universal is like, what the fuck do you want? That's the difference.
But is there an audience for it? I guess Scooby-Doo is the perfect tester for this.
I suppose.
Because remember when they did the Flintstones movies? Now, of course, when they also did Scooby-Doo movies, these are all live action and weird to watch.
I mean, Flintstones one is another one that's weird to watch.
So weird. Rosie O'Donnell, too. Like, it's just so weird.
I personally have very fond memories of this Flintstone movie.
True. But how old were you?
I was like a child. But I also really never watched the Flintstones cartoon up at that point.
Mm.
My mom didn't seem to like it because she loved the Flintstones.
Yeah.
She was not particularly down for... And she's Hispanic.
Well, you know what the Flintstones is, right?
I Love Lucy.
Honeymooners.
Oh, the Honeymooners. Okay.
It's very much so that I think even the actor, Jackie Gleason, who played Ralph Cramden, considered suing the creators of the Flintstones because it's like you guys are like taking my likelihood and putting it into a cartoon without my consent. But he didn't.
Interestingly enough, it's a trope. I guess the Honeymooners, like all our shows today are similarly based to that trope of like the fat husband with the thinner wife.
That's true. The crazy neighbor. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That the Honeymooners like set up the classic American sitcom. But it's also incredibly aged, and it's very much a product of its generation. I do wonder if the Flintstones, which is a reiteration of the Honeymooners, will survive in this day and age.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, any of these, really. You know, like, if Scooby-Doo is a success, I mean, what would be your... Okay, well, we Scooby-Doo, need to...
Scooby-Doo has, like, had longevity.
Yeah, because it's constantly getting remade.
Kids, you ask a young child if they know Scooby-Doo, they probably will.
Well, what's so... I mean, I think that's kind of more timeless. A bunch of kids in a van going around solving, like, mysteries.
Smoking weed.
with their talking dog. But if that was a success, which it very well could be, if you were the people in charge, what would you choose to bring next? And that's where it gets tricky.
Tom and Jerry.
Really?
You know, a cat versus mouse thing is... That's so timeless. Never gets old. Yeah.
And I guess... I wonder if that's going to cross over with the Smurfs that's still, like, they're making Smurf movies now.
Oh, yeah, Smurfs. I forgot about the Smurfs. That's, like, so kids. That's such a kid's property.
Yeah.
Was that Hanna-Barbera?
Mm-hmm. That was, last big thing. I know that Scooby-Doo was so successful that they had a bunch of Hanna-Barbera-developed shows that were so similar to it. I think one were, like, ghost hunters, just, like, exclusively kids and a dog doing ghost hunting. I forgot what that one was called.
The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo?
No, it wasn't Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
It was a completely different show, but it was just so obviously formulaically
Scooby-Doo. Oh, I think I know. They had a crossover episode with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
I think so. They were kind of called out for...
Like, it was kind of like a parallel universe, I wonder.
Something
if
Something like that, if I remember. But no, Underdog was not Hanna-Barbera, it turns out.
Okay.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to make a fucking universe. Look at the success that the Universal Monsters have had.
Oh, God. No, they need to stop. Or maybe we just need a long enough break for that, and then, like, we could care again.
No, they just need to do it right. I don't mind a universe idea. It's just doing it right. True. Like, Marvel kind of perfected the formula. I don't understand why studios because keep Iron trying Man. To diverge from it.
Well, I have a question then. Is it doing it right, or is it the time, too? Because, like, sometimes the time isn't right.
Uh-huh.
Like...
Well, I guess that was they just did a bad movie.
Yeah, but like also,
they just did a bad Mummy.
They did. Well, I don't know why they chose the Mummy first, but like, do you think people would be open to Dracula now?
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know if people are ready for another Dracula movie.
Yeah,
but you know what? I think that's an excellent question to leave off for our listeners.
Yeah,
do you guys think a shared universe Hanna-Barbera movie will work out? Or what's your opinion on, you know, Dracula and the Universal Monsters?
Yeah, or any of the things that we talked about today.
Yeah, how you feeling about Hannah TV. Montana? Don't call mine trash TV.
You called it trash TV, too.
I can call it that. I watch it. Blind Date, you Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus. Let us know. Leave your comments on our social media pages. What are they, Nicole?
You can find us on Facebook at Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. You can find us Instagram at Remakes, Reboots, Revivals, or send us an email, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com. And you can find us on iTunes and leave us a review. And if you leave a 5-star rating in the title, Best Podcast Ever, we'll send you $20.
Oh.
I want to see if somebody actually does it. Oh, and this offer expires next week, so hop on it.
All right, you heard it, but I hope we don't get disqualified for that.
Yeah, we'll see you next week for when we cover the new remake of the Stephen King novel, Pet Sematary.
Pet Sematary. Can't wait to watch that for $5. So, all right, guys. Well, till next week. Bye.
See ya.